Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thank you very much for joining me. Thanks for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. Marie Dubuque is here, too. Marie's a three-year-plus member of our Brain Trust, certified life coach and etiquette and social interaction expert, and she has completely given up on the etiquette part with me, folks. She tried really hard, but she says, I am a lost cause. She is all over YouTube, and she's here to talk to us about taking care of some of those wonderful people that we call customers. Marie Dubuque, welcome back to the show.
Hi, Jim. Oh, my gosh. Well, you are an angel compared to some of the customers.
Well, I completely agree with that.
But, I mean, it's such a frustration, I'm sure, for small business owners this time of the year, because I know I'm on edge and everybody else is. I think it's so jolly.
I was being waited on the other day by a lady, and she had just gotten off the phone, and she was just exasperated and exhausted because the person on the phone was placing an order, and she was being impossible. And I know the lady who was waiting on me, and she's a great resource. I mean, she's a great waitress or clerk, I guess. And the customer was being difficult. Apparently, she handled it well, though.
Oh, yeah, you've got to be super patient. I know my 90-year-old dad is living with us now, so it's quite different. Anyway,
God bless you.
But he has trouble hearing, and also he has a German accent, and when someone says what to him, he gets mad. He yells at them, and he repeats it. He yells, and I'm like, oh, no. So, I mean, and so that's in normal times, and so you exacerbate that whole problem, like, by tenfold.
Mm-hmm.
And so how do you handle it? I say just be super calm. And the calmer you are, the calmer they get. Don't you think? Because if you get in their face and get defensive and get mad,
no.
That
doesn't work. You literally have to, you know, I'm trying to remember which one of the martial arts it is. I think it may be judo. But one of the martial arts, you use the weight and the motion of your opponent to your advantage. In other words, if they lunge at you, instead of lunging back at them, you literally take them with you and roll back, so to speak, and you put them out of control by using their own force against them. And that's kind of what you got to do in sales, I think, Marie. If somebody, you know, gets aggressive with you, you become very passive and up to a point. I mean, at least initially, and it sort of
right.
Most people will finally realize, you know what? I'm maybe making a jerk out of myself here. What do you think?
Right, and I think to take them off of their rhythm,
mm-hmm.
because they're on this roll and they're agitated and it's escalating. And I say, literally, take a step back and take them out of their element, meaning get the focus off of them
mm-hmm.
and onto somebody else. So you've got this irate customer. You say, excuse me, and you go off and you talk to somebody who's really positive. Or if you're in a group, you just deflect from them and go to somebody else. Like at a holiday gathering, if someone's really
mm-hmm.
biting into you and saying, well, you gained so much weight, and you just take a step back and say, well, Johnny, cousin Johnny over there, look at you. You've lost so much weight. You look wonderful. What
I hate
have you
it.
Done?
I hate it when people tell me that.
Them, all the attention off them and giving it to someone else positively.
I hate it when people tell me these jeans make me fat, look fat, Marie. But you know, the thing is, you know, and there are things you can say. I mean, if a customer comes up and they're giving you a hard time, a prospect or a customer's got a problem or whatever it may be, they're just being rude or whatever, just say, well, you know what? I'd probably feel the same way if I were you. What would it take to make you happy?
Oh, I love that. Yes, can I use that in my YouTube videos?
Absolutely.
I love that. That is great.
What would you like for me to do to straighten this out for you? And you know what? You know what'll happen? They'll stop, and it'll be worth the effort just to see the look on their face when they say,
"Right,
what?"
Yes, cater to their needs. Right, right. And you're even nicer to them when they get like that. Yeah,
it really will make a difference, and you'll diffuse them because here's the thing we know. If they've already gotten to a fever pitch, they're ready to explode. And if you give them more fuel, then they're going to explode, and it could get ugly. You could even lose your job. I mean, they could.
Oh, sure.
They could take you to the boss, and who knows? You know.
Oh, sure, because the customer's always right, and I understand that. And so the boss is going to be like, "Okay, you're out the door," and no questions asked.
It could happen. Yeah, and so I can remember being a young pup and waiting in retail and waiting on people and they'd be really hateful, not to me, but they just were hateful in general. And I would just look at them with, you know, puppy dog eyes, and eventually they'd kind of settle down.
And, yeah, that's all you can do.
Just like you kind of act like a beagle, right? You know how a beagle does when you. And so.
Right, and just appeal to their sense of charity too. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? Let them feel sorry for you. Like, look at them. Like, what? What are you doing to me? Sometimes I think just such a look, like, what?
Yeah.
Can do a lot too. You don't have to say anything.
How about this? How about saying, if somebody's really getting, especially as we get close to the holidays, you know, close to Black Friday and everything, just say, "Don't you just hate how crazy things are this time of year?" I mean, just completely change the subject almost. "Don't you just hate how crazy things are right now?" And now you guys are commiserating.
Yes, yes. You're an ally. You're on their side.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
So what else? I got about half a minute. And then we're going to take a break, and I got a couple other things I want to ask you about. What's something else that we can do to deflect a troubling customer?
Well, I think, like you said, I get on their level. Get on their level and become their ally. Turn them from an adversary into an ally. I love that. I'm going to use that, Jim. Mm-hmm. You are an etiquette expert. You don't even realize it.
And, all right, so when we come back, we got some more things to talk about customers, and we'll do that with Marie Dubuque. Marie, give us your website, please.
It's youtube.com/Marie Dubuque, and you can just type Marie Dubuque in the search bar on YouTube.
Dubuque is how you spell her last name.
Ue, right. You're very close. Very good.
What did I say? Q-U-E, yeah.
That's it.
It's almost as bad as Braxton.
Right, right. It's such a mouthful, yeah.
20 after. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.